Hi there, welcome to the New Year edition of Foot Stomping Radio. We've got lots of great releases like you hear, many of them new. And we're going to start off with the latest from the Battlefield band. The album's called The Road of Tears. And this is a set of reels called Ellie Parker, Miss Martin's Wedding, The Primrose Lassies, Mr. Galloway Goes to Washington. One of Scotland's most popular singers at the moment is Corinne Polwart, and she's just released a new record called The Fairest Fleur, and it's lots of traditional songs, and I've chosen the one from it. It's called The Birks of Invermay, which is just one of my favourite songs of all time, and was also one of the Scottish poet Robert Ferguson's.
Behold the hills and dales around, we low in flocks and herds abound, the wanton kids and frisking lambs gambol and dance around their dams. The busy bee we hum and noise, and all the reptile kind rejoice. Let us like them in sport and play among the barks all over May. How soon the winter, oh, the year and age lies winter do appear. If then your living bloom will fade, and that will strip the verdant shade. Our taste of pleasure then is o'er, and the feathered songsters are no more. When they drip and we decay, farewell the barks, O Inver May. Hark how the waters as they fall, loudly my love take gladness call. The wanton wave sport in the beams, and fishes play throughout the streams. The circling sun does now advance, and all the planets round them dance. Let us be blithe summon and gay among the barks, O Inver May. Among the barks, O Inver May.
An album that was a long time in the making was the follow-up to Katrina McDonald's Bold. It seems to have taken years for this to come out, but when you do buy this release, it really is a lovely product. It sounds great and it just looks great as well. And we're going to play the first track. It's called Gibby's Reel Set. Thank you. Next up, we have something just a little bit different. It's an album called The Chick Murray Show. And for those who don't know him, Chick Murray was one of Scotland's most famous comedians and really a direct influence of Billy Connolly. And what I'm going to play for you here is a little monologue called The Train Compartment, and it's very funny.
I come back on the train from Glasgow, which is a common way of travelling. I know I'm not boasting. I mean, there's quite a few in the train with me. It was packed, as a matter of fact, with the airstrike at Glasgow. And an incident happened there. There was a friend of mine who had been at the Ideal Home the Daily Mail Home exhibition at Olympia. And he's a bachelor, lives in his own. Does he? Yes, he does. And he and he'd bought himself an ironing table. He wanted one that could sort of compress into a small space and then, you know, extend when he needed to, whatever he does with it, I don't know. And when he got there, he found that the compartment or the sleeper that he had booked had gone, and he had to share a four berth. So there's so many people on the train with this crisis at the airport we have that he just made do, and he made his way up into the top berth, and he put his ironing table, which he had compressed into a small space at the back. And as he idly glanced over at the other bunk on the far side, he noticed it was a female that was there. And she was looking at him. He said, "What's happened to you?" He thought it was, "Oh," she said, "it's been a dreadful." She said, "I had a first-class sleeper, but the way things are," she said, "I'm just so pleased to get in here." So he doesn't waste a minute this way. He said, "Come on over and have a share a cigarette with me." "Oh," she said, "don't be silly, I don't even know you." He said, "Don't let that worry you." She said, "Even though I did want to come over to your bunk," she said, "I couldn't manage it." She said, "I would disturb the occupants in the bunks downstairs, and I don't know where that silly little ladder's gone to." He said, "You don't need that silly little ladder," he said. "I've got something here that could stretch over to your bunk." "And you could walk across." So a voice below said, "I don't believe it." "And anyway, how's she going to get back?"
We're now going to play some Gaelic singing now. It's from an album called Oireann Gaelic. It's not Oireann Gaelic 2. It's a sequel to Oireann Gaelic. Quite catchy, an original title. It's basically an album made up of Gaelic songs from the 1950s and 60s. And we're going to play the singer Mary MacArthur. And it's a really beautiful rendition of this song.
Yeah, it's a reality. doch hier, doch wir, sich auf ihr, auf lache Keine, auf mich, für ihr Frau, ich das Gehe, und du sendst mir auch in Jig, kur falsch, lenkiel, bid amor, ich sendst mir. Unach Romy Hausen lebe Buddha. Unach Romy Hausen lebe Buddha. Nen Romy Hausen lebe Buddha.
To finish up, I'm going to play a record now from Dive. It's their latest record called Crossing Point, and I've been meaning to play it for quite a while now. We're going to play the third track off the album. It's called Trip to Glenfinnan, and it just sort of moves along. It's great, and if anyone's ready for a bit of a dance, then just on you go. Now remember that all the tracks we've played on this programme are available from footstomping.com, and if you have purchased from us before, you get a 10% discount. So thanks very much, and we'll see you the next time.